Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In the last decade, the ice shelf of Antarctica has been shedding large pieces at an alarming rate. Joseph McGregor, a postdoctoral fellow at the Institute for Geophysics at the University of Texas at Austin, explains a recent event and the unique research opportunities it provides.
Antarctica is changing much more rapidly than anyone would have predicted 20 years ago. Many Antarctic glaciers that discharge ice into the sea have accelerated significantly. More and more glaciologists, such as myself, are finding that this acceleration originates at the floating ice shelves that surround much of the continent. These thick ice shelves themselves don't affect sea level, just like a melting ice cube in your glass doesn't change the water level. But the ice shelves do hold back the grounded glaciers, which can affect sea level. There's now good evidence that a root cause of this acceleration is melting underneath the ice shelves, which in turn is related to changing wind patterns and warming oceans. Nowhere in Antarctica are these changes more evident, and perhaps nowhere is more vulnerable to such changes than the Amundsen Sea embayment. We examined in detail nearly 40 years of satellite imagery of the coasts of the Amundsen Sea embayment, and what we found is that its ice shelves are essentially tearing apart at their seams, which are where they meet either rocky bay walls or slower flowing ice. Cracks that propagate through the whole of the ice shelves formed along the seams, causing them to lose their grip, so to speak. And as they lost this grip, resistance to ice flow was lost, which caused additional acceleration. So, what started out as just ice shelf melting became something more insidious. Eventually, the ice shelves will crack through their seams entirely, but until they do so, acceleration will likely continue. In fact, there are several big cracks present today that suggest that more tearing apart is on the way. The challenge now for us is to reproduce our observations in computer models and improve predictions about future changes in Antarctica.
That was Joseph McGregor of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.